I've been doing this job for quite a long time now, over 20 odd years. And this is, for me, one of the most powerful interviews I've ever done. And some of you will be split in opinion over it as you listen to it, because it involves a child, an 11-year-old child. And this child was born a girl, and in a couple of weeks' time will be going to big school as a boy. And during this interview, you will be thinking, my goodness, has the decision been made too soon? Can a child make that decision? And some of the rest of you, as you listen to this young person, some of the rest of you will clock very, very quickly about how confident he is, about how articulate he is, and he uses words like, I'm free now. So you make your mind up as you listen to this, what I reckon is an extraordinary interview. Paul is not his real name, is 11 years of age, born a biological girl, but lives life as a boy. I've been speaking to him and his mother, who we will call Angela. We've also changed her name to protect their identity.
It was very difficult growing up, like being trapped in the wrong body. Like it was just, I couldn't take it any longer. So I had to come out and stuff, you know. I couldn't face it. It was too difficult at all. I was crying at night and crying myself to sleep, and it was just horrible. Just horrible.
You're 11 years of age.
Yes. Yes, I am.
So tell me what you were feeling. When you say you were crying yourself to sleep, what were you feeling? What was in your head?
Like, I'm a boy. Like, I need to get this changed soon. And, you know, I just felt so sad, and, like, it was horrible.
And when you say you felt like a boy, like what can you put words to that? As in, did you want to wear boys' clothes? Did you want to do boys' thing? What was it you wanted to do?
Like, I just wanted to be known as a boy, like stop being called a girl and like stop being made to do girls' things when like, it's not me at all. Like, I just wanted to be a boy, like wear boys' clothes, do everything as a boy, you know?
Girls' things like what?
Stop. Like, people tell me to wear girls' clothes and act like a girl and all this here, you know, it was horrible.
So you mean things like dresses?
Yes, yes.
What was it like when you put on a dress as a child?
Terrible, it was sad. Like, there's just the fact that people made me wear it was sad in general, you know. It was just horrible, horrible.
And so, obviously, you're so, so young.
Yes.
That, you know, I guess it's difficult to be confident in yourself when you're so young. But you knew what you wanted.
Yes.
How? How did you know for sure?
I don't know. I guess I just knew because, like, with the amount of support I'm getting now, like, I just know it's what I want for my future and everything, you know?
It's a big, big thing. So what did you say to your mum?
I was in my room and, like, I was researching the whole thing and, like, I just burst into tears. Like, I called my mom up and had to tell her, you know, I just told her straight, you know, Mom, I want to be a boy. I'm not a girl. This is who I am and I'm just hoping you accept it, you know. I was crying so much.
How old were you when you told your mom?
I was at this age because when I was younger, I was too scared to tell anybody.
So you kept it all to yourself?
Yes.
So what did you say to your mum?
I said, Mum, I'm transgender. I want to be a boy. I'm not a girl. Please accept me. And, yeah, just crying and stuff.
Mum, when you heard that, what was in your head? Were you shocked?
Not really shocked, Stephen. There's been issues ongoing for the last few years. Probably for the last 4 or 5 years. He's been having a bit of trouble with identity and sexuality. So, no, it didn't come as a shock completely.
What did you say to him?
I just reassured him that everything would be okay and I would always be here for him. You know, it doesn't make him any less my child.
And that's what you needed to hear, Paul, wasn't it?
Yes.
Please accept me. And your mum says, of course I will.
Yeah.
Of course I will. Were you frightened for him in school and how other kids would react?
Absolutely, Stephen. It was a day-to-day constant worry. I know he did have hassles in primary school, probably from about P3.
What kind of hassles?
Through P7. Generally just bullying. Bullying, name calling, just generally kids being cruel because he was different.
And what did the other kids spot in him? What do you mean?
Well, he was isolated himself a lot of the time. He has a maturity where it's in a higher level than what his peers would be. So he found it hard to get along with them on the same level of maturity as what they are.
And so what happens then when your child says this to you? You've got to then kick in and support them and surround them with not just love but practical support.
Yeah.
So what do you do? Like, did you tell the school?
Well, actually, he was brave enough to come out and tell his teacher himself.
Really?
Absolutely, yes.
My goodness, Paul. It's a big thing to do.
Yes, yes.
What did you say to your... Well, you said you're something similar to your teacher then.
Yeah, well, back in primary school, I didn't really come out as transgender to my teacher, if I'm going to be honest with you. I was a bisexual girl, so I told my teacher, look, I'm different, I'm bisexual, and then I was too scared to tell her anything else, you know, so I just came out as bisexual, and she was okay with it, to be honest. She was really, really nice about it, so, yeah.
You know, Angela, as his mom, there would be some people thinking this morning, you know, primary school, a kid has no idea about sexuality or sex, bisexuality, at that age.
Mm-hmm. I have come up against it, Stephen, and that's the line that's always been used. Well, how does he know he's only such and such age? You know, that's just ridiculous. He should know things like that. Well, you know, this day and age, children are becoming more and more aware of their feelings at a younger age. And, I mean, who am I to argue with what's going on in his head?
And what about those people who think that it's just a phase that he's going through? Now, you've seen the reality day by day, so you know that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
But you also know that people will suggest that kids will go through different phases in their life.
Yeah.
What do you say to them?
Well, I would say... maybe some of it could be a phase, but at the end of the day, I have to take it seriously. I can't turn my back on my child. And I just want him, at the end of the day, to feel loved and secure.
So at what age, when was the point that you stopped referring to your child as a girl and started calling him?
Quite recently, because it was getting very distressing for him. So it was quite difficult, you know, to change names. And I mean, I've had a daughter for 12 years and now I've had to think on him as a son. So it's a wee bit like a grieving process, if you like.
Difficult for you?
Not so much difficult. I think the difficulty is going to lie in where he goes from here in life, his experience in school, further down the line, how he's going to be accepted in various situations.
Well, what about school, Paul? When you go to big school, is it this year you start big school?
Yes, I'll start big school in September.
And big school for anybody is a new experience. Are you worried or are you confident?
Mixture of both. I'm confident when it comes to like my grades and everything, but making friends and stuff like that, I'm a wee bit worried.
And what are you worried about?
Whether or not people accept me, like changing rooms and toiletries are a big issue as well when it comes to things like that, you know. Yeah, just generally people accepting me.
What happens with the likes of changing rooms in school?
Well, the school I'm going to, I think that their bathrooms or whatever are gender neutral, like there's no girls, no boys. I think there's an in-between, so I'm quite happy with that. But with changing and everything, I'm a bit self-conscious once it comes to changing and stuff, so I'm a wee bit worried.
And you know, teams in school, Paul. So, you know, I don't know, I used to play for the school rugby team. So what way will that work with you, do you think?
I'm not too sure, to be honest. I'll try out for stuff like that and hope for the best.
Mom?
Yes?
It's going to be those practical issues in school, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That you're going to have to get the right school.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to have to be a definite line taken.
Yeah.
You know, a definite approach taken, I guess, from you and your family. Look, you know, there have been other transgender kids. Clearly, I'm naive and I'm not as well informed as I should be about how this all works.
Mm-hmm.
But when your son goes into school, he's seen as a boy. Is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So therefore, everything that a boy does, you know, if there's a boy and girls team, he goes into the boys' team.
Yes.
But he doesn't have the physicality of a boy. So will he be out of weakness?
No, I wouldn't say it as a weakness as such. I mean, he's got a brilliant personality. He's not generally into sports as such.
Okay.
But he's very artistic. He plays guitar, drums and sings. So he has a lot to give.
And are you going to tell your friends from day one when you go into the new school as soon as you can, Paul, or what?
Well, it depends how close I get to them, you know. If they're close friends, then of course I will tell them. They'll have to know. But most of the kids from my primary school are going to the same high school as me, so I will. They already know, you know. But kids that I just meet, if we're very close, then I'll have to tell them, you know.
So the kids in your primary school already know?
Yes.
What have they said? How did they react? Was it mixed?
Kind of like they were questioning, like, oh, have you got surgery and everything like that? And the answer is no, of course not. But other than that, kids that I thought were going to be mean about it actually turned out to be the nicest about it. So
it's not lovely.
Mixed.
That's
yes,
lovely.
Yes.
What did they say to you? What were the nice things the
like
kids
said
to you?
Some of them said, like, it's going to be okay. I'm always here to support you. You know, just be you. Like, nobody can judge you for who you're being, you know. Like, oh, so nice. So nice.
That is really lovely.
Yes.
Is it lovely that you've got friends like that?
Yes.
How important was that to you?
It meant the world. Completely just meant the world to me. Like, it was so nice and shocking and overwhelming. It was amazing.
And contrast that amazing feeling to the kid you described to me sitting in your bedroom crying.
Yeah, like, I felt better then once I told people, and then, like, I stopped crying myself to sleep and everything. I became more happier with who I am. You know, just the people being nice about it in general just changed me completely. Like, if it weren't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be on this radio station if it weren't for such the nice comments I got about it, you know?
Hmm. How long have you known for?
How long have I known for?
Like what's the youngest age? Can you remember?
About maybe way back in maybe primary two, like when I was about five, I guess.
Really?
Yes.
What did you feel when you were in primary two?
Like, it was scary, you know? Like, I just felt like I was different, like I didn't fit in with the girls, or like I was too scared to go join in with the boys because they were really, you know, they weren't used to like girls playing with them, whatever. So I was basically pretty much a loner from P2 up, you know. But then
that's a hard place to be, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, when you're isolated, you feel isolated yourself, and you see everybody else having lots of friends and having fun. Must have been awful for you.
Yeah, it was awful.
But now you're sorting it.
Yeah.
Do you think, I know you're a young man, you're not a young man, I know you're a young child, but I want to ask you this question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's any chance that you might change your mind again in the future?
No, definitely not. I know this is who I want to be, you know. I don't think I'll change at all.
Explain to people why. Why you're so sure.
I'm so sure because I felt this way for so long, and as well, like, I'm starting to get help about it and everything. And, you know, I've just known all my life that this is who I want to be, and I wouldn't change it, not even for the world, you know. It's just who I want to be, I guess.
There will be. It's fantastic that you've got friends surrounding you, and you'll make lots of new friends, good friends in Big School, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've got the protection of quite a lot of the people from your primary school are coming to your new school.
Yeah.
So that's fantastic. You will, though, encounter some people who won't accept you, and you'll probably encounter some bullies. Have you thought mm-hmm. about how you're going to handle them?
Well, like my mum has said, just to tell her if anybody's messing with me in school or whatever, but, you know, people that can't accept it, I just tend to block them out of my life and not talk to them if they just can't get used to the fact that it's who I am. And if they were really my friends, you know, they'd accept it, but if they can't get used to it, then I just let them go, you know.
What would you say to those people who don't accept you?
Look, listen, this is who I am. If you can't accept it, then go away somewhere that's not beside me and accept it and try to accept it, you know. Just get out of my life. Like, I don't need this. I've got enough stress as it is. I don't need you. Therefore, I don't need you, like, making the stress any worse. So I just tell them to, like, get out of my life if they can't accept it.
What about your friends, Mum, and family? How did they react?
A way bit of a mixed reaction, Stephen. Majority of them now, though, I have to say, have been extremely supportive. And they have said that they will be there. So, yeah, they've been extremely supportive, although I have had a few that have been negative.
Have you lost many friends?
Not really. Not really. I just keep a close sort of wee handful of friends, you know.
Yeah.
Ones that I can trust and rely upon.
All parents worry about their child. That's natural. And I guess worry about their child when they're going to big school. That's mm-hmm. natural too. How worried are you? It sounds like he's confident. It sounds like he'll be able to fight for himself. Am I reading that right?
You are. He's an extremely confident child. He's very mature for his age, so I know that he'll be able to handle some situations, and then there'll be some situations, obviously, he won't be able to handle, but that's where I'll step in.
Aren't you lucky to have a mum that loves you so much?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate to have my mum in my life.
What are your dreams? What do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, my main dream, you know, I want to be a singer when I'm older. Like, I want to make people happy with my music and, you know, like, also when I'm older, I want to be a dad. I want to be the dad I never had, you know. But mainly, you know, a singer, because I've always loved singing as a child, you know. So, yeah, a singer.
So a single-parent family, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is Dad dead or not with you?
He's not with us.
Okay. So you want to be a dad?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Because I want to give my kids something I never had, you know, make them feel loved and have both a mum and a dad. You know, something I never had when I was growing up. Like, I had my mum, but I never had my dad. So I don't want my kids to feel the same way, not having a dad as I did, you know.
I had a mum and a dad. What can you... I've never asked a child this before. So what is it like not having a dad?
You know, seeing my friends that have their dads and everything. You know, it really is heartbreaking not having the two parents that's considered, like, it's considered normal to, like, have a mum and a dad, and people ask me, why do you not have a dad? And, like, I can't tell them, you know, it's personal. But it's difficult not being able to have as much, you know, love from to mum and dad, you know.
What do you miss? What is it you don't have, do you think?
I don't know. I just never thought of it that way. But I just know I don't have a dad, and it's hard sometimes, to be honest. It is really difficult, but yeah.
Mom?
Yes?
Well, he's got an old head and young shoulders, doesn't he? Just how he's expressing himself.
Yeah, he grew up a lot with adults around him. So he wasn't one that wanted to mix really with other kids. So I think he's got that mature head probably from somewhere back then.
So the harshest question I'll ask you today, Mum, will be that there will be some parents and other people listening to you now who will think that you should have said to your child, no. That, you know, we're not letting you change your name, we're not letting you change your identity. And hope that he grows out of it. What do you say to those people?
That's not an option, Stephen. It's not my life.
But should a child make a decision that young?
Yeah, well, he knows his mind. He knows his body. He knows his heart.
But do you at such a young age?
Yeah, of course you do.
What would have been lost by asking your child to okay, telling him, reassuring him, it's fine how you feel now, but let's keep your options open. So let's not go public about this. Let's not, you know, let's just keep it between ourselves for a couple of years. What would have been lost by that?
His freedom, Stephen. His freedom to express himself. You know, you just can't put a lid on things like these. It's not going to go away. You know, and I think the more you try to keep a lid on it, it can probably psychologically damage someone.
Well, you can answer this question for me better, Paul. Mm. What effect would it have had on you? Where do you think you would be today if your mum had have said, wise up, you're staying a girl?
You know, as she said, I would have lost my freedom. Like, it does cause psychological damage to keep those things like to yourself for so long. And I probably still would have been that child who was crying herself to sleep every night, depressed at school. I still would have been that child. But I'm so glad that I'm where I'm at today. And none of this would have happened if it wasn't for my mum. Like, I love her very much. So, you know, I'm just glad she was able to accept it.
Stephen, can I just say, the change in himself has been extraordinary. The mood swings have gone, the tantrums have gone, and he's a very, very happy individual.
Well, that's what's important, isn't it?
Exactly. So I know there's something right amongst all this confusion.
I'm just thinking of another practical question. Sorry to come back to these practical questions, but you've got to wear a school uniform in your new school, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to wear?
I'm wearing a boy's uniform.
And are clothes really important? Because clothes give you a sense of identity, don't they? I guess I know the answer to that question.
Yeah, clothes are important, yeah.
And when you put on boy's clothes, it just feels right?
Yeah, it just feels right.
Well, look, this is a... It's the first interview I've done like this, ever. I've never spoken to a child like you before about this type of subject. So, Paul, good luck with Big School. You start in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
You looking forward to it?
Yes, I'm quite excited, yeah.
Tell me what you're excited about. Well, so let's look in the positive. What are you excited about?
Like, even though there are going to be those people that can't accept it, I'm excited for making new friends still. I'm excited for new teachers, new school in general. Just learning new subjects, I guess. I'm really excited for that. And doing clubs after school and improving my music skills and everything. I'm so excited.
What's your favourite subjects?
I really like art, English, geography, history. I like music a lot and I like drama.
Well, you stay excited. Do you hear me? Because
yeah.
I loved Big School. I absolutely loved every day of it. And if you embrace a school, if you walk in there on day one thinking that you're going to love it, I think you will.
Yeah.
All right?
Right.
Thank you for talking to me.
No bother.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you, Stephen.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.